First, everybody give rise to bodhicitta, that the purpose that we are practicing is to enable us to attain Buddhahood so that we can bring all beings to enlightenment. Because it is only really through attaining Buddhahood that we can truly help sentient beings. And so, before we engage in any virtuous activities, first we must give rise to bodhicitta. Sometimes when we're giving rise to bodhicitta, our aspiration is pure and sometimes it is impure. And this is just natural when we are beginning. It's a process of change. Before you begin any session of meditation, first adjust the state of your mind. And why? Because since beginningless time till now, our mind has been perpetuating in the cycle of samsara, engaged in these activities of attachment, aversion, and ignorance. And so in the beginning, it's very difficult for us in the moment, in the present, to settle down and to transform this mind and to genuinely practice bodhicitta. However, the more we practice, the purer our mind becomes, and the more we practice, the better we are able to transform. And the mind's energy and its ability to transform is really great. Similarly, with respect to these attachments, aversions, and ignorance, in the beginning they might not be very strong. However, when we keep on entertaining them, perpetuating them, they become stronger and stronger. And then this desire and this energy of these attachments, aversions, and ignorances become stronger and stronger, and then we can't let them go. They become a very strongly ingrained negative habit. And these negative habits we have entrenched over lifetimes. And so the blessing, the auspiciousness of the Dharma is really quite incredible. Similarly, with respect to our bodhicitta and our renunciation, the defects of samsara, if we don't keep on practicing them, then what happens is the energy of this also becomes weaker and weaker. And then our practice also regresses. And these attachments, these desires, can really arise in a moment, just like that feeling as when somebody gives us acupuncture. And so really we've been perpetuating these negative habits of attachment and aversion and ignorance for far too long. And so through renunciation, through the defects of samsara, the infallibility of cause and effect, and through bodhicitta, we keep on practicing very conscientiously. And then after this, we practice these great perfection pith instructions. And then the supreme trekchor and togal pith instructions. And then our practice can run really smoothly, and we don't have to be all scattered and dispersed. And everybody, really apply yourself in this regard. Where does our practice start? It doesn't start with these vast teachings of Mahamudra or of Middle Way. It starts by paying homage to the Buddhas and making offerings of incense. And then gradually through this, our arising causes with the Dharma starts to ripen. And then we start listening to Dharma teachings, and eventually we then start practicing the great perfection. And then we really apply ourselves in a true path. And this is the process that we may go through. And so these outer preliminaries, engaging in prostrations, reciting mantras, making offerings, all of these are also incredibly important practices. And then being able to receive the essence of all of these great perfection teachings also starts step by step like this. In the beginning, we may have just liked going to the monastery and felt good over there, or maybe somebody had died, and through this we encountered or met a Buddhist, and then we started maybe reading some Buddhist texts. And then we may have heard some stories of some of the great masters, or somebody like Kshitigarbha. And so this is how it all started. And so we must persist in these actions and motivations. And in this way, eventually, these causes with great perfection and attaining enlightenment will naturally ripen. When we started, we maybe had no understanding at all about Buddhism. We may have just liked Chenrezig like going to make offerings to the Buddhas, like going to animal liberations, benefiting others. And then gradually through this, we then get to meet our guru. And then gradually we start listening to the Dharma teachings. And then within our mind stream, our mind becomes purer and purer, and we cherish more and more the Dharma. And then we start thinking, oh, this Buddhism is really, really good. We might not know too much about liberation and enlightenment yet. However, we feel that our afflictions are much less, and we feel much happier. And what this might be telling us is that in our previous life, we had a connection with Buddhism, or that we were engaging in virtuous activities. And so within our mind stream, we already have these arising causes, which are now starting to ripen. If, however, we didn't have these arising causes, we didn't have these virtuous deeds before, then no matter who we were with, no matter how great they were, even if we were before a Buddha, we wouldn't have the thought even to light some incense and make an offering. So this just shows us that we have this root of virtuous deeds within us. And gradually we encounter Buddhism, we start listening to Buddhism, we purify negative karma, our mind becomes purer, and then understanding the reasoning of Buddhism, and more we believe in positive causes bring about positive results, and negative causes bring about negative results. And we understand the importance of merit, and then we start to think, definitely, I want to accumulate merit. And so now I want to make aspirations, I want to help, I want to do meaningful things. And then we open up our mind and we open up the potential for merit, and gradually our wisdom ripens. And then after this, our merit becomes even greater. For instance, we meet a great perfection teacher, a pure lineage, the true path of the great perfection, and then you're able to practice and also to be able to receive these supreme oral pith instructions like Trekcho and Togo. And this really comes about from having really great merit. And so that everybody can come here from such a long way, you really must have a lot of merit and very auspicious arising causes. And that everybody has the belief in the guru and their virtuous roots have now started to ripen. And so in this process, we are able to attain Buddhahood. If we have this foundation of study and reflection and then practice, we are able to attain Buddhahood. All the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, all the great lineage masters and all their great students, also through these arising causes with the great perfection and then being able to receive the Trekcho and Togo Pith instructions, were then able to attain enlightenment. And it is the same for the lineages of the great perfection and for the students thereof. First, they start with the outer preliminaries, and then they practice the inner preliminaries. And then after this, they are studying and reflecting and practicing. And in the process of practicing the great perfection, it is very important that we have the guidance of a great perfection guru. And according to their guidance, we go into retreat. It's not that we just decide ourselves whenever we want to go into retreat. And then according to the recommendation of the guru, once he sees that you have some experience in terms of the Trekcho Pith instructions or Togo Pith instructions, he will then recommend that you go into retreat. And then again, we would go meet the guru and then he'd transmit some Pith instructions again or give empowerments. And it'll be according to the guidance of the great perfection and the appropriate empowerments. And then to practice, and the requirements of the student is that they would have belief in the guru, that they have this vast bodhicitta towards sentient beings, and at the same time practicing to increase their realization. And gradually through our practice, we'll gain experience in these pith instructions. And why? Because we always used to think that enlightenment was outside, that Buddha was external, that we always had to obtain or get something externally. Of course, the teachings, taking refuge, receiving empowerments, all of this comes from the external guru. However, for attaining Buddhahood, the arising causes come from within. And it is from this in-the-moment, present mind of ours, through which we must attain enlightenment. And how do we attain enlightenment like this? through the Pith instructions, and then going into retreat, receiving empowerment, and through the student's diligence and continuously practicing. And the practitioners will understand this. The blessing of this lineage is really incredible. This is now, after everybody has received these auspicious Supreme Pith instructions, I hope everybody returns home and practices.